Good Samaritans, Alabama Police Investigating Suspicious Boy Give Back to Family. By Olivia Rondo on November 16, 2023. Local police in Alabama were busy dealing with a parade Saturday morning when they received a report of a suspicious person. However, the suspect wasn't a criminal, but a hard-working teen boy in need of some generosity. Dothan, Alabama, is home to the annual National Peanut Festival Fair, which kicks off with rides and food and holds a parade on Veterans Day. When officers were called away from the festivities to investigate the suspicious, lurking person in the Woodland Drive neighborhood, they quickly determined that the individual walking down the road with a broken rake was actually a child, WTVY reported. Immediately, I could tell, he was a juvenile, said field training officer Jimmy Watkins to the outlet. Despite the boy's large stature, he was barely even a teenager. Immediately, we walked up to him and said, "How old are you?" And he said, 13, said rookie William Taylor. Upon further questioning, they discovered the 13-year-old's name was Mark, and that he had walked from his home several blocks away, hoping to earn some money by raking yards to make his siblings' day. Related video, Hug DA Police. Child makes very important 911 call. He told us he was out trying to rake up some yards so he could take his siblings to the National Peanut Festival, Taylor said, recounting how Mark said his parents could not afford it. Even with a broken rake handle, Mark was determined to get enough money to take his brothers and sisters to the fair. "It was very impressive to see this 13-year-old boy out working," said Officer Chris Watson. The officers were touched by Mark's drive and put their hearts and wallets together to raise some money for him. Related video, lucky traffic stop, police find choking baby after stopping speeding car. The squad came up with just short of $200 to make the festival possible for them, Watkins said. Lieutenant Sammy Hancock, the officer's supervisor, also got involved with free passes and ride tickets for Mark and his siblings. "That one thing that they did is going to make a big impact on a bunch of different people," Hancock told the outlet of his officers. The Good Samaritan effect kept rolling when a local church heard of Mark as well. Members of Dothan's Church at the Crossing treated the boy's entire family to dinner before they all enjoyed the festival, in a heartwarming ending to a great day.